Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ranking the Beatles and debating the best band of all time, all in 30 minutes. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Coming up, the great rock and roll rivalry. And then later, the two-man gentleman band combines jazz, western swing, and Tin Pan Alley, and they'll play live. But to begin, last week, Rolling Stone magazine released a list of the 100 greatest Beatles songs. The list coincides with the 40th anniversary of the Beatles' final album, Let It Be, and the 30th anniversary of John Lennon's death. Topping the list is this 1967 song, A Day in the Life. Joining us to explain the list is Alan Light, contributing editor at Rolling Stone. Alan, welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Happy to be here.
So, A Day in the Life, number one. Why?
Well, it's, you know, I guess it's a slight bit of a surprise since it's, you know, it wasn't a hit. It wasn't a single. But it was the climactic moment of the climactic Beatles album. You know, it was the last song, the closing of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And it really represented, in that way, the pinnacle of the career. It's such a classic Lennon and McCartney collaboration. You know, John wrote the verses, Paul wrote the bridge, the woke up, fell out of bed, mm-hmm. B section of the song.
It was two separate songs that sort of got collided together.
It is true. And then they collided some other stuff in there, like the big, you know, symphonic explosion at the mm-hmm. end. And we thought that it just demonstrated that, you know, the experimental, risk-taking yet accessible, all of the different sides of the kaleidoscope, you know, that were the Beatles all in one place.
Well, as you say, it was a genuine collaboration between Lennon and McCartney, and especially towards the latter half of the Beatles. Lennon-McCartney was either Lennon or McCartney, usually. But before we get to, you know, to parsing who did what,
sure.
Why did you guys do this? Why come up with this list?
Well, I think, the short answer is always people love lists and they love to then argue with them and fight about them. And if you do that, then it means you did a good job. If nobody takes a swing at anybody else, then it's not a good enough list. But there's still such an overwhelming, obsessive interest in the Beatles. Anything that the magazine does, there's such interest in. Obviously last year, the remastered catalog and the Rock Band game got mm-hmm. so much attention. And, you know, it's just such a testament to the strength of this work that it continues to get this kind of response 30, 40 years later, 50 years later, coming up on, you know, for some of the earliest songs.
So we're talking about this Rolling Stone list, the 100 greatest Beatles songs of all time. The top 10 songs, you can find a link to that part of the list on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. You've made the list. All right, Alan, let's start fighting about it. A Day in the Life, I'll give you that at number one for the reasons that you said. It's a great example of their collaboration.
I'm happy if we get number one right, we're off to a good start.
I mean, it's not my number one, but still, okay. But on the top 10, you have I Want to Hold Your Hand at number two. You have Yesterday at four, In My Life at five, Something at six. I mean, it seems like this list is really skewed towards the more, you know, the softer end of the Beatles.
Well, I guess that's a fair. I mean, you know, it was something that was a consensus list between a dozen or 14 writers and editors, and probably the stuff that's, you know, that's more generally liked is going to be the stuff that kind of gets to the top. You know, certainly the rest of the list, you know, Helter Skelter is on this list, and the Abbey Road medley is on this list, and a lot of the, you know, more experimental and more left field stuff that they did mm-hmm. does come on here. Maybe it's not right at the top 10. You know, I think also with the top 10 or 20, you want to look at songs that represented moments in history, really represented landmarks, aside from just the aesthetic, you know. Is okay. This one better than that one? Is there something else that's resonant about that song? I Want to Hold Your Hand was the song that broke them in this country after a British band had never been able to make the jump to the States. That was the song that did that. So that kind of represents that, you know, that moment and that Beatlemania explosion.
But if you're looking for landmark songs, What about Eleanor Rigby? I mean, I know it's on the top 100, but not on the top 10.
I forget. It's funny. A lot of people have mentioned Eleanor Rigby as one that they feel like got, you know, a little bit shortchanged, and I forget the exact number. It's low teens or high teens or low 20s or somewhere in there. I mean, it ranked pretty high. You know, I don't know if there's a feeling that yesterday took a little bit of that spot by being the song with strings that was just Paul singing and that, you know, ended up being covered 2,500 times since it was recorded. I think maybe Eleanor Rigby took a little bit of a backseat to that. But it is interesting. That's one that a number of people have mentioned, saying they thought that might come a little bit higher.
And in terms of the Beatles' psychedelia, you know, I Am the Walrus, much further down on the list. But at number three, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Strawberry Fields Forever might be my personal number one, as it happens. I think that Strawberry Fields is such an extraordinary song for being both so, you know, that it is so melodic, that it is, you know, a single, that at its base, as it started, it was just John playing an acoustic guitar and singing this reverie about his childhood and his memories. And you know, Strawberry Field was the name of an orphanage near where he grew up in Liverpool. And that the song just exploded into this, you know, wildly experimental. All of a sudden there are parts playing backwards. There's a fade in, a fade out. There's this very sort of dreamy vocal that he ended up laying down for it. And that this was a song that really represented how the Beatles could start with something that was such a rock solid song and then take it wherever their imagination led them.
And it has led that song to the number three spot on the top 10 greatest Beatles songs list from the folks at Rolling Stone magazine. Most of the top 10, as you might expect, Lennon and McCartney, but two of them, Something at number six and While My Guitar Gently Weeps at number 10, reminding us that George Harrison could write a good tune in his day. Alan Light's been with us on the line, contributing editor to Rolling Stone. Alan, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Happy to do it any time. See the lovebird that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps.
Okay, when we return in a moment, it's the Coke versus Pepsi of rock and roll. Our soundcheck smackdown this week is the Beatles and the Stones. And then later, live music from the retro swing duo known as the Two Man Gentleman Band. That's coming up later on Soundcheck.
Wine, oh wine, honey, I think I spilled too much last night. Wine.